Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Qinghai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is the continuation of a story of an Indian saint told by Supreme Master Qinghai with the theme, God is Always Inside, which took place on August 26, 2008 during the International Seminar.
There was a great renowned saint, a lady saint. Her name is Rabia. She was very beautiful when she was a young girl. And because of her beauty, she was at one time abducted by thieves who sold her to the owner of a house of prostitution, where she was expected to do as every other woman living in that same house. So many poor young girl has been forced into such a situation which they feel regretful all their life later, and sometimes even harmful to their health and their soul and their spirit and everything, make them lose their confidence, their virtue and everything. It's a bad house. Most women, they don't enter there by choice, just circumstances. Maybe during the war, have no money, or some accident happened, a family run down, or somebody forced them into it or kidnapped and then put them into some strange country that had no means to go out, or they don't know anything else what to do. And then sometimes they even force them to have drug and all that. They become addicted and they have to continue to feed the addiction as well. You saw some of them in some films. It's really pitiful. So please, if you see such a girl in such situation, do not make her feel worse by looking down upon her or saying things that are hurtful to her. She is still a woman inside, very respectful, and still has Buddha nature in there, and God is still in there. So you heard the story that Jesus has forgiven one prostitute. So as the days passed by, as we expected, many other men were brought to Rabia's room, and one and all were changed as she had changed the first one. The tradition continued. She changed one man after another. So it was only natural that the ruffian who owned the house soon began to notice and wonder, how is it that whoever visits this girl once never returns? The owner of the brothel was puzzled and said to himself like that. And he kept thinking, she is so young and beautiful that the man should hover around her like moths around a flame. But how come they never came back? So, in order to try to solve the mystery, the wife of the brothel owner one night hid herself in a place where she could see into Rabia's apartment and discover how she treated those who were taken into it. Good evening, friend, and welcome. Rabia began as soon as the man was shown to her room. Here in this evil house, I always remember God. And God is omnipresent. It is an excellent idea. Don't you agree that we should remember God? And that God is omnipresent? So the man, utterly surprised at such an approach, of course has to agree with her and saying that, yes, yes, we were taught that by the priests. So he has to admit that God is omnipresent everywhere. So she continued, here, surrounded by evil, I never forget that he sees all evil done and metes out even justice. Oh, how many who enter this house for a moment of so-called pleasure go through indescribable agony and suffering in God's hell because of it. You too may do the same, if you wish to. But friend, the human form was bestowed upon us to enable us to meditate and realize God, and not to waste the precious gift in acting even lower than the animals. Or the animals, when they have each other as partner, they respect each other and in love, and they stay with each other, but they don't do this sort of thing. This man had so many others saw at once the truth of Rabia's words, realizing for the first time the enormity of the sin that he had in his mind. He fell prostrate at Rabia's feet and, weeping bitterly, beg for her forgiveness. Should do. A woman's body is also a temple of God. One should not trade it for anything, least of all the money. Selling, buying like an object, that is not the way we should treat each other. That's not the way of a gentleman. It's not the way of a human at all. This is really below animal standard. And she's right. Yes. Rabia's words were so sincere and persuasive, indeed, that even the hardened brother's owner's wife came out of her hiding and began to weep for the many sins she had committed. Now, we must know that is not just the words that had been spoken by this saintly woman, but it's because of her saintly quality that her spoken word is sincere and true. Therefore, it touched the heart of this customer as well as the owner of the brothel, because she means everything she said, and she lived by it. So she came out of her hiding place, the wife of the brothel's owner. Oh, pure and pious girl, she said, kneeling at Rabia's feet, the owner and the customer, kneeling in front of this young girl, just by a few words that she has spoken. This is the power of your purity, of your sincerity, of a very unwavering heart. She has God in her heart, and so God protects her. So whatever she spoke came from God through her mouth. That's why it is so powerful. It's not like every woman can convince these kind of people immediately like that. Besides, this is also India. Whatever they do, at least they have something in their DNA, in their tradition, in the air of India, that people should be morally acceptable, should be pious, should be virtuous, even if they have forgotten. But they do understand that, if somebody reminds them. Especially when that somebody is a very pious, very pure, very truthful person. She continued, "What harm we have sought to do to you, you who are truly a saint. Go and leave this evil house this very moment. As for us, we can now see that we have done a dreadful thing. Our eyes are open and our lives will change." They're going to close the shop. Good thing. That's it. That's the end of it. Beautiful story. Happy ending. So, because she has been in there, sacrificing her reputation, purity, you know, risking her life even, being in such a place, but she turned the table around. Such a courageous, wise, and beautiful woman. That's why she has become widely known later on as a saint, I guess from this story. Of course, all the brothers will be closed, and everybody will talk about it. And all the men who she had converted came home and tell every other man, and every other man also tell every other man, and then they keep talking, talking. And then she became very famous and revered throughout India after she quit this job. And of course the brothel will be closed. As it were, the owner would have given her something, or maybe offer all the things that they have to her, or turn that into an ashram, who knows? Yes. And then whoever customer come there, they convert them into kneeling at her feet, repenting. And then they become her disciples, I guess. That's a very nice story. So it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what job we do or what situation we are in. God is always inside. And if we turn into that God self, then we will get out of situation. But our sincerity, of course, counts. Have to be sincere. Have to be true to what we are and what we want. India is full of miracle story. I like it very much. Maybe every other country have also, but not to such extent, not so extraordinary like this. Some of it are very extraordinary. Like the saint, you know, 72 years old, go and look for a master, and who it is but his brother. And then later became one of the master of one of the, you know, biggest religion on the planet. The thing is, the people who believe in religious doctrine should remember all these gurus and all this story. That is, go seek a guru. Even their guru, seek guru. So we have to do the same, not just worshiping a book or listening to the ex-guru of the guru of the guru story, but have to seek the truth ourselves, seek the guru within us. First, find an outside living guru, and then we will have our own guru inside. We will find ourself. Ourself is our master. Very nice. I like it very much. My dogs are also funny. Sometimes when I'm not too busy, I let them sleep with me in my room. They all crawl up, boom, 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 on the staircase. And lay there anywhere, no matter what. They don't care about their bed anymore. They lay on the floor or whatever. Then I have to go around collecting sleeping bag or bed so that they're not too hard on the floor. You know? Otherwise, they don't care. They just go up and settle down. If I move out of the room, and they immediately all alert. So sometimes I have to put music so they don't hear my stepping out of the room. But they still do. It's just that they're more calm. They love the music, you know, especially classical and soft music. They love it. And then they just sleep. Or if they leave television on, they sleep very quick and quiet. It's like music, a soothing. So when I'm watching TV, sometimes they come and put their nose under my arm, you know, and I have to pet them, and then jump on lap and all that. Such a big dog like this and become a lap dog, can you imagine? If it's a poodle or a little Maltese, they call them lap dogs, because they can lay on your lap, they're small. But this German Shepherd, Great Dane, he's standing up to here already, want to be lap dog also. They copy each other, you know. If they cannot lay the whole body on top of my lap, then they, at least the head or something. It's just nudging me, so I have to pet them and put their nose under here. So I have to know they are there. And sometimes just snuggle around. All right, I see you. I love you very much. Yes. I know you. You really come here because you love me. I mean, not me, but, you know, the idea that we have together, you know, that we are one. That's why you want to be around me, because like missing a part of the body. But never mind, we're always together. We all know that, but we still would like to see each other now. It's funny people, we are. We always say, oh, we all one, no problem, you know. Love is in the heart, but it's not the same when love is all over also, not just in the heart, right? When you see each other, it's different. That's why you stay with your husband and not any other man, because you like him, or you like your wife, because you like that person. Even, you know, you want together, but physical presence is also nice. Thank you for your love every day. All right.
Talking stuff, you know, with the Save the World, vegan, green. Vegan and green.
Thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Healthy Living right after Noteworthy News. Heaven's blessings to you and your loved ones for evermore peace and happiness.